This is Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. You can download or stream the show. And we're broadcasting on Freak Radio, Santa Cruz 101 FM, freakradio.org.
And we're playing music from dead artists.
And in part two of the broadcast, we heard from one of the greatest drummers in the world, John Bonham, and Moby Dick.
John Bonham, who was esteemed for his speed, power, and fast right foot, distinctive sound, and feel for the groove. He was considered to be the greatest drummer in the history of rock music. He died on September 25th, 1980, of asphyxiation due to 16 shots of vodka. We also heard in there The Minutemen featuring Dee Boone, guitar-songwriter. Dee Boone's guitar style is very distinctive. He rarely used distortion and frequently set his equalization on his amplifier so that the treble frequencies were heard only. The bass and mid-range frequency would be turned off completely. His style had heavy funk blues feel, which was very different from the other hardcore punk bands of the 80s. He died in a car accident after being thrown from a van on December 22nd, 1995. We also heard from Frank Zappa to top of that set there with Plastic People off of his 1967 Absolutely Free release. Zappa was a highly productive and prolific artist and gained the widespread critical acclaim. Many of his albums are considered essential rock and jazz history. He is regarded as one of the most original guitarists and composers of his time and also remains a major influence on musicians and composers. He had some commercial success in Europe, and for most of his career, he was able to work as an independent artist. On December 4th, 1993, he died of terminal prostate cancer in his home, surrounded by his wife and children. Coming up on the show, we are going to have some, we're going to end the show with some Ronnie James Dio, who we lost recently, May 16th, 2010. We also got some AC/DC for Bon Scott, the Ramones for Joey Ramone, The Call for Michael Bean, who also recently died. And this band here that had another incredible drummer, they're called The Who. Keith Moon, an exceptional drummer, gained acclaim for his exuberant and innovative drum style and notoriety for his eccentric and often self-destructive behavior, earning the nickname Moon the Loon. Moon joined The Who in 1964, and on September 7th, 1978, at age 32, he died from an overdose of prescription medications.
You know, you guys are really too much, and I want to introduce you to the guys individually in The Who, because you never get to know their names. You know them as The Who. Everybody says, Who? And you say, you know. What's your name?
Pete. Pete Townsend, yeah.
Pete, and where are you from, Pete?
London.
From London?
Yeah.
London where?
London, England.
Hey, where'd you learn to play, you know, that's a wild style of playing. Where'd you learn to play the guitar like that?
That was bowling.
Bowling. Yeah, I could tell. Now we move right along. Right over here. And you're
John.
You're John?
John.
Yeah. And you're from
London, too.
From London too?
Yeah.
And you must be Roger.
I must be.
Who are you?
Yeah.
You're Roger?
I'm Roger.
And where are you from?
Oz.
Roger. Here's Roger from Oz. And over here, the guy plays the sloppy drums. Follow the yellow brick road. What's your name?
Keith.
Keith?
My friends call me Keith. You can call me John.
Okay, John. I just soon call you Roger. Roger from Oz. What's the next song you're going to do?
My Generation.
Your generation.
Yeah.
Well, I can really identify with that because I really identify with these guys. I dig them. And this is a... you know, you got sloppy stage hands around here. Okay, that's enough! They're going to sing My Generation. This song really goes, and you're going to be surprised what happens because this is excitement, and get it. My Generation.
Talking about my generation.
They say fool them all.
Talking about my generation.
I might die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation.
be Oz.
Talking about my generation.
Trying to cause a
talking about my generation.
Talking about my
generation.
Don't you all fade away?
Generation.
Don't try and dig what we all sus.
Talking about my generation.
Trying to cause a
big
sensation. Talking about my generation.
It's
my generation, baby. My generation. Nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. But you know, nowadays, it's the old man. He's got all the money. And a young man ain't got nothing in the world to say. We'll be right back.
and calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning out.
blew the horns and the walls came down. They'd all been warned and the walls came down. They stood there. Sanctuary fades, congregation splits, nightly military raids, the congregation splits, it's the song of assassins, ringing in your ears, we got terrorists thinking, playing on fears. We'll be right back.
goblins and wallows come at the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Fall addicted to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Moldings and fangs that are clicking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. The moon is full, the air is still. Sudden, I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. Not again.
Freak Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM, freakradio.org. The Ramones there with Pet Cemetery. And as I said before, we are covering all dead artists and musicians. That was Ramones. Of course, Joey Ramone, a lead vocalist for the punk rock band The Ramones. Ramones' image, voice, and tenure was frontman for The Ramones made him a countercultural icon. Joey Ramone died of lymphoma in New York Presbyterian Hospital on April 15th, 2001, after a seven-year battle. We heard Nirvana with Kurt Cobain and Breed. 1994, April 8th, Cobain's body was discovered in his Lake Washington home due to a suicide from a gunshot wound. The Call with Walls Came Down. Michael Bean recently died on August 19th, 2010, who achieved critical attention and rotation in the 80s with his band The Call. He died at the age of 60 in Hasselt, Belgium, of a heart attack. Wow. And he was on tour as a roadie for his son, who is in the band Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. He's a sound man for him, or was. And we also heard from INXS in there with Don't Change. Michael Hutchins, lead singer, songwriter, most famous for his work with the band INXS. On the morning of November 22nd, 1997, Hutchins, age 37, was found dead in his room at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Sydney, Australia. The coroner determined that Hutchins' death was a result of suicide by taking alcohol, cocaine, Prozac, and other prescription drugs. We're The Clash in there with London Calling. Joe Strummer died suddenly on December 22nd, 2002 in his home of undiagnosed congenital heart defect. And we heard from The Who at the top of the show, and we're going to end now with AC/DC, Queen, and Ronnie James Dio, who recently died on May 16th, 2010. Bon Scott from AC/DC was with the band early on in the 70s. 19th of February, he basically drank himself to death. He was an incredible voice for the band. I love all their albums, their old stuff. Since I need a break from talking, here's AC/DC with Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. Stay tuned, Freak Radio. FreakRadio.org. Queen there with Death on Two Legs. They're Freddie Mercury, lead vocalist and songwriter for the rock band Queen. Died November 24th, 1991 at the age of 45 due to bronchial pneumonia resulting from AIDS. We also heard from Bon Scott, great singer with AC/DC. I always loved their old stuff. Coming up, we have a block, an ending block here, the last in line. Of course, Ronnie James Dio, one of my all-time favorite vocalists, who died on May 16th, 2010. Italian-American heavy metal vocalist and songwriter, performed with, among others, Elf, Rainbow, Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, Dio and the Dominoes back in the 50s and 60s, and his own band Dio, widely hailed one of the most powerful singers in heavy metal, renowned for his consistency and powerful voice, and for popularizing the devil horns hand gesture in metal culture. Ronnie James Dio died at 7:45 a.m. on May 16th, 2010 of stomach cancer, according to officials. And so we have three tracks for you here. This should end the show. We're going to start off with Black Sabbath and Die Young off of their 1980 release with Ronnie James Dio after they kicked out Ozzy, which was a good choice in my opinion. And before I forget right now, I just want to let you know that I've been playing Link Ray, guitar player, throughout the program when I'm doing my playlist, letting you know what's on the program. Link Ray, who died November 5th, 2005. We heard throughout the program Rumble, Jack the Ripper, Black Widow, and also all the facts that I've been giving you throughout the program were obtained through Wikipedia. Thank you for joining me on this very special edition of Pop Defect Radio. PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com. You could download or stream the show at that website. We broadcast on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, FreakRadio.org, and various internet, pirate, and local community radio stations. We're going to end now with three tracks in memory of Ronnie James Dio. We hear Black Sabbath and Die Young, Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow and The Man in the Silver Mountain, and of course Dio with The Last in Line. Thank you for listening to this special Day of the Dead Artists broadcast on Pop Defect Radio.
We'll be right back. you do have a choice. And if you want to listen to the most liberated kind of radio that there is, you listen to your pirate radio station, Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM on your dial.